Adrian Bott is our first guest on Racing HQ. Morning to you, mate.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I was just saying in the introduction that this time of the year, it offers up so much with the two-year-olds, and you must be excited to get Ferretti to the races.
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing him taking his first steps. You know, obviously, we've had a fair idea of his ability at home, and he's shown indications of that in his two trials to date, this preparation. And really excited to see him take those next steps. But look, we're certainly not an easy task for him, but taking his first steps, we know we're throwing him in the deep end a little bit to the extent, but I guess that's the faith that we have in him.
Tell us a little bit about him. You bought him, well, John Kelly bought him. Yarraman Park have stayed in the I'm Invincible Tie Tie Test cult. John paid $2 million last year for Ferretti. Is he a bit of a natural?
Yeah, look, he always has been from day one, and you know, I don't think we'll see the best of him just yet either. There's certainly a lot of scope for improvement, and I think he's going to be an even better three-year-old for us. So he was selected by Reg Inglis up at the Magic Million Sale on behalf of John Kelly, and been able to get a fantastic group together, including Paul Frampton, to race him. So some lovely people involved with him, and he has shown it right from the outset. We weren't in a rush with him, but he seems ready at this point.
I was just going to say, I guess there's a bit of timing to the golden slipper if that's where Ferretti ends up. So have you been waiting for the slipper, or is he just, you know, you've just given him time through his trials?
Yeah, look, obviously we would love to have seen him. We've always been a big belief it's a great benefit to have some form or some runs on the boards prior to Christmas, but we've also seen that that's not a necessity, that the right horse can do that. And look, he just needed that little bit of time for one reason or another why he couldn't have that run prior to Christmas. But timing-wise, this campaign, it seems spot on. And look, that's the main reason he's running on Saturdays, because we'd very much love to see him head towards the slipper, and we want to get him qualified. And there's no hiding this time of year. You're either good enough or you're not. And so we're of the belief that he should be targeted at that race. And Saturday's the first important step for him. So he's rock hard fit. He's ready to go. He's had plenty of work at home leading into this. So obviously there's the natural improvement from the race experience, but in terms of condition wise, he's ready to roll.
Can you remember back to when you spotted him at the sales?
Look, yeah, obviously he's a really big, imposing individual, and he certainly stood out, you know, not just to John and Reg, but obviously to a few others as well. But, we're just in a fortunate position that we've got the support of the owners to entrust us with a colt of such ability.
And Adrian, just on him, watching his trials, you've mentioned just that he is a natural. There is only small entries. I mean, has he got the automatic poise in a debut run to sort of lead, or, you know, do anything, you know, like that?
Yeah, look, we thought he was very versatile, and look, we gave him two different trials just for that reason and for that education. The first trial, he was he drew inside, and we asked him to be ridden forward and lead in the trial and teach him to sort of use that, have that tactical speed. And then the second time round, we also just wanted to give him a little bit of an education. He was ridden quietly, taught to relax, and he was given a bit of cover in that. It was also good to see him switch off, and he showed a brilliant turn of foot and was able to run them down nicely. So, look, I can't quite say which way is best effective. I think it's just important that we've got a well-seasoned colt being able to go to the races. It's got that versatility that can be just as effective in a small field such as this. If we, you know, depending on the draws or how we assess the field, if we feel it's an advantage to be leading, well, we can be confident in doing so. If we feel there's a bit of speed, we can also be confident in not having to lead and taking a sit and being a bit conservative. So he's well-rounded in that sense.
Well, there's so much expectation, and we're looking forward to seeing him, Ferretti, there on Saturday in the Silver Slipper. From a two-year-old point of view, you've got the Blue Diamond runner down there. The name's gone out of my brain.
Vinnie Kunkka.
Vinny Kunkka. How dare I forget that, Vinny Kunkka. How are the Sydney two-year-olds? Are we going to see a few more over the next couple of weeks or not?
Yeah, look, certainly got a couple of nice types stepping out of a few weeks in Sydney. Vinny Kunkka's really flying the flag for us down in Melbourne. And look, she's one that's obviously performed down there very well. She won the Maribyrnong Plate there in the spring, and it was a huge run there a fortnight ago from the outside draw. She had to roll forward and do plenty of work to find the lead, but that was her first up run. So I feel she had improvement going into that, and certainly feel that she's taken that going into obviously the big race on Saturday, and that's always been her program. Right from back in the spring was to go down, prepare for the Blue Diamond and come back up here for the slipper. So quite an ambitious plan, but so far she's ticked every box along the way, and she's certainly the quality type there for us.
And you were telling me on Saturday, Gay was down there on Saturday morning, and she was really happy with just the way that Vinny Kunkka galloped.
Yeah, just, really, really pleased to see the way she'd come out of that race. And just looks to be thriving. She'd done very well between runs. She that run took very little out of her, and she was she was very strong and still very sharp in her work on Saturday morning. So she was chuffed with the work, and she's Gay's heading down there again on Saturday. So I think she's really looking forward to getting down there and hopefully being able to capture the Blue Diamond for us.
Your other Saturday runner will be Luskin Tyre Lass in the Millie Fox, and I guess this is another big step after a couple of benchmark wins of late.
Yeah, look, she's one that's, look, it may not be the ideal conditions for her on Saturday. We'd found a really, she'd obviously progressed very well in the benchmark and class system, and obviously keeps showing that improvement. We stretched her out to the mile where she was very effective last start, and probably that 1,400 metres to 1,600 metres is where she's most effective. And we found a couple of nice targets for her going into the carnival. Just wanted to utilise her race fitness and particularly while she was in form. So I think it's probably the most ideal race that we'll see her in is in a fortnight's time when she's back up to the mile. So probably just stepping back to the 1,300 in such a competitive event may not be the ideal conditions for her on Saturday. But look, she's really doing well in her work, and expecting to see another competitive run from her on Saturday.
Understand. Vinny Kunkka, I'm not going to forget that now, am I? I went totally blank. I've been practicing saying it over the weekend, Vinny Kunkka, and then I forgot all about it.
Hopefully I'm giving you the right pronunciation.
No, you're right. No, it's definitely Vinny Kunkka. You're on safe ground there. Hey, just before I let you go, you were standing there watching the races go by on Saturday. I said, how's it all look? And then you walked away with a good double.
Yeah. No, very, very happy with the day on Saturday. Look, obviously when you're taking mares like Alassio to the races, you know they're going to turn up every time. And even Penske, the two horses, they've both, I think, nearly got a 50% strike rate between the two. So you're pretty confident when you're taking both of those horses to the races that they're coming away with, they're putting everything in and hopefully coming away with a good result. So the team were delighted.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, mate. Well, good luck with the week ahead. I know you've got plenty of runners tomorrow on the Kenzo track there and a lot of expectation on Ferretti on Saturday. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew.